You're listening to Exposure on Radio X, Alligator by Kasabian from The Alchemist Euphoria. It is the new album, and tonight I'm playing you the whole thing. I'm John Kennedy, and Serge from Kasabian is here with me. Alligator, you kind of stuck out last year as a, like, hey, we haven't gone away, we're back. And it was very exciting, and it still sounds really exciting. And now it's part of this record, and it kind of, it's a rocker, but it kind of goes dance floor as well.
Yeah.
And I always think that often you spend a lot of time entertaining yourself. I know this sounds a bit daft, but you just get so enthused and excited by the music that you create. You're there, lost for hours, like this alchemist, you know,
yes,
lost in your world. And then suddenly you reappear and say, oh,
totally.
You know, look, I've got some tracks. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. Like ideas. Like I think, you know, it's, for me, it's always been about ideas, and that's like to stay in the game this long, you know, they're so precious. Like your ideas are everything, because, you know, visually, you know, from videos, from the live show, from the albums, if you've always got good ideas, then it just keeps going, you know, and then everything else falls into place, you know. And if so, I think, you know, that, like, without Alligators, like, it was the gate, that feels like the gateway between the old and the new. So it's like, well, it feels right to put that out and just kind of go, you know, that sort of bridges the gap, I think. And I just used Alligator because it's about survival, and I, you know, it was sort of poignant for us. And it's like, I read somewhere that they would, if there was a, you know, nuclear war, they would be fine. We'd be done, but they'd be great because they just eat number plates and bikes and, you know what I mean, laptops. They're sound. They don't really, you know, they just survive through anything. So I thought, well, that felt like good. That felt like, yeah, yeah, let's put that out and just,
yeah,
you know.
And you say the old and the new. So this is the old Kasabian and the new Kasabian. So this is
yeah,
that
like a little, yeah, yeah. And it, you know, that was like written in 2019 or something.
Mm. Because, of course, I mean, a lot of people have been talking and a lot of attention has been put on the fact that Tom is no longer in the band, but the band forges on and has this new record. And obviously you've played shows now. You know, you're used, well, maybe used isn't the word yet, but, you know, you've done it now. You've put yourself out as the front man.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've always thought, you know, we've talked to each other for many years about your music. And basically, you are the music. You know, you've always written it and you've always been singing it anyway. So it seemed like a very natural step. And also, even with the SLP, you know, the solo record in effect,
yeah,
that you put out in the 5-year gap between Kasabian albums, you know, it's almost as if that was somehow the universe telling you that your destiny was to be at the front.
I mean, for me, I'm a songwriter. That's like the most important thing, and I've never even thought about front man. Like I never wanted to be, but it's here now. So like anything that I do, if I'm going to commit to it, and I'm just learning. That's how I feel, and I can, you know, I just want to. I want to take it somewhere that, from the outside, you might go, oh, you know, his guitarist is, what's he thinking? But like, I knew straight away that if I was gonna do it, that that's got to go, you know, back on the stand. You know what I mean? You can't,
right.
You know, it's like that's not my personality. It's not who I am to, like, you know, I'm gonna do it and then commit and then, you know, study, learn, and you know, try, you know, become whatever I can be, do you know what I mean? So the summer has been, you know, absolutely insane. I got to say that the shows have been just like proper. I mean, more than we could ever imagine. And I think the process of making a record has been exactly the same since the first one. So that's, nothing's changed. I suppose the only thing I can maybe experiment a little more with where I go vocally, because I'm sort of there, you know, it can be done on the fly, so to speak. And also the way I want to, you know, I can become, use different characters, different ways in which I, you know, cadence and flow, I can do all that. And it's a lot easier when I can just do it, you know, there and then. So that's kind of, you know, that's what changed.
Yeah. Do you think the SLP helped? Do you think that was part of the change, or being able to accept
that change? I suppose... the record was made exactly the same as what the release, so I didn't learn anything. I mean, obviously making records, you pick up little things, but that process was exactly the same how this was made. But like, nothing can prepare you for stood in front of 90,000 people at Nebworth. Like, what I was doing the SLP was theatre, essentially, you know, like, so, and those shows were like an hour, and you know, and it was theatre, you know what I mean, which is different. So, but standing there, you know, in front of, you know, LSF and Fire, when it's, you've got that energy, and then, you know, that's a different game, man.
Yeah.
That is a different game. But
do you feel changed after that experience?
Massively. Like, I've shifted. That's been a seismic shift in everything. Yeah, it's wild.
Do you think it's giving you extra confidence? Because in some ways, the great thing about being the songwriter and the guitarist is that you can take a little backseat if you want to. No, you don't need to have that weight on your shoulders. And so that's quite helpful sometimes, especially for, you know, a creative, introspective type like yourself, Serge, possibly. No, if that's, it could describe you. No, it gives you that chance to be up on stage, do the rock and roll, but not necessarily have to do the other stuff, go the full James Brown, as it were.
Yes.
But now, you know, you're kind of both being forced to do that, but also you've done it, and it probably feels better than you thought, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it does. It's like, you know, it's like that. It's like standing on the edge of, you know, skydiving. I've never done it, but I could imagine it's like, once you jump out of the plane, like, you don't want to jump out of the plane. You've got the parachute on, make sure some, you know, make sure it's been packed correctly. But I'm sure all the way up there, you're like, I just know, what am I doing? You know what I mean? My kid's down there, got a couple of dogs, everything's good. I'm really jumping out of a plane. What am I thinking? But then as soon as you do it, then you're just tripping, you know what I mean? You're just like, this is... And it's like, that's kind of the first step on the stage where you go, now I'm here. These lot are getting it. Like they've never... And they've never seen anything like what I'm about to do. And I come off and it's the same old me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for that hour and a half, it's like, I'm someone else, somewhere else. And it's like, you know, it sounds pretentious, but it's transcendence, it is. Because, when I'm creating, my brain's all over the place. And I'm like, you know, I try to always stay, I try and use my instinct. Always feels the best, but you know, I can get lost in thought and just be all over the place. But when you're on that stage, there's no room for that, so it's like focuses you in, like deadly focus, and it is you're in that moment. And I try to imagine I'm literally in that center with all the people in the middle moshing, going, just losing their minds. And that's what I thought. If I can deliver that, then that's the only way I knew I had to do it, you know.
Yeah, that is great, and that's a great comparison. The idea of comparing, you know, performing to 90,000 people in that way, and the way that you lift them up as skydiving. You know, that's brilliant. I really understand that. That's fantastic. But